Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and in some verses from the Word of God. A time of praise and worship. Let's just spend some time in the name of Jesus. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name, and thank you for being with us today. If it's convenient and possible, well, I hope you're telling someone else about our broadcast ministry. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient for you or them, you missed the broadcast or you want to hear it again, our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link and you can click a date and hear the service anytime. And also on the front page of the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click the Donate button on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account. Well, let's have a great time in the presence of the Lord. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Isaiah 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou art our potter. And we are the work of Thy hand. Wonderful words of life from the pen of Isaiah. All right, let's take the Holiness Hymns hymnal and let's go to page 70. Sing along with us on a great one. Clap your hands on All Alone. On Mount Olive's sacred brow, Jesus spent the night in prayer. He's the pattern for us all alone. If we'll only steal away in some portion of the day, we will find it always pays to be alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be with the sanctified and blessed. There are days I'd like to be all alone. These can never grace impart to my weary, sin-tossed heart. There are days I'd like to be just all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days to fast and pray for the pilgrim in His way. There are days to be with Christ all alone. We can tell Him all our grief.
He will give us quick relief. There are days I'd like to be just all alone. When a heart is broken up with a bitter, woeful cup, that's the time to go to Christ all alone. In our blessed Lord divine, there is peace and joy sublime. When we take our sorrows all to Him alone, there are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone.
And we're going to get ready for prayer. Thank you for praying with me today. I've got a little case of the croup, but we're going to do our best in Jesus' name to survive. I'm not sick, or my throat's not sore, I'm just hoarse. But if you can put up with that, we're still going to worship and praise the Lord together. 1 John 3:1 is our precious promise preceding our prayer time. He says, "Behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." Again, more wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's bring our requests together in prayer. I had a listener call today and asked that we pray for her because she's going to the dentist this week. So whatever your requests are, we want the Lord to have His way, and we're willing to pray for you. So let's pray for this sister that has the dentist appointment. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful today that you have bestowed a manner of love upon us. Lord, you loved us so much that we're classified to be called the sons of God. And the world doesn't even know who we are because the world didn't know who you were. Father, it's so great to be in that category and in that position. We thank you today, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer, for meeting with us. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus today, for our sister that's going to have the dental appointment. I pray, Lord, you'll help her through that. And whatever the procedure is, or whatever the test is, whatever they do, whether it's an extraction or a checkup, or well, I don't know what, she didn't tell me all that. She just said she had a dental appointment and wanted us to pray for her. So Lord, we're just thankful today that we can bring all your requests to you. Lord, you're not concerned about how minor or how major they are. You're just willing to hear our prayers and meet our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Help us through this service today. Minister to us and use it for the glory of God. Bless each one that's with us today, and may it be a day that someone repents of his or her sin, finds you as Lord and Savior, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, praise Him while we sing. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you sing it one more time. Worship with us now. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank
Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about that lovely
And I'll give you some contact information at the end. Sister Linda's going to favor us with one entitled, There's Still Power in the Blood of the Lamb. Worship with her as she sings. Cleansing power in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for helping me out today. Let's go to the Word of God, to Ephesians chapter 6. Very, very familiar portion of Scripture. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Wonderful words of life again. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us each day this week for the broadcast at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Or you can call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.